Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Dean Richards is off, but in Hollywood, it's News Nation entertainment reporter Sam Rubin with us today on a day when Chicagoans are upset because the Harry Styles show got canceled. You probably heard about that all the way on the West Coast, Sam.
The show won't go on. And what's interesting, Bob, is Harry Styles has had a remarkable run in North America, playing multiple dates, I think over a dozen dates at Madison Square Garden. He has a huge stand, 10, 12 days here in Southern California at our Forum venue. The Chicago show not happening because one of his band members is sick. Now, often, depending on how pivotal the band member is, they can substitute somebody in, but Harry has decided that he does his particular show in a particular way, and I know it must be very disappointing to I was going to say the children of people listening right now, more than likely. But the show will
rescheduled.
He's a really talented guy.
Last night's show, the first of six at the United Center, between this weekend and next, rescheduled for Monday night. There's some Garth Brooks news this morning. Now, here's a guy who's always really good to his fans, good about keeping ticket prices low. What's up with him?
Well, a concert in Branson at a different venue, and apparently facilitating such a traffic nightmare that fans driving 8-9 hours to get to the show from Kansas City, I'm sure from Chicago and elsewhere, only to discover that the promoters didn't have enough buses from the parking lot to the venue, and consequently hours and hours long delay and pure gridlock. And what happens sometimes is somebody like Garth Brooks will agree to perform somewhere that doesn't normally take an artist of his caliber, and then the venue is completely overwhelmed. And what you're seeing online now is, hey, Ticketmaster, I couldn't get to the show. I want my money back. And, of course, they haven't authorized those refunds yet. So another day, another story, people not necessarily angry at Garth Brooks, but always angry at Ticketmaster.
Yes, especially these days. And what happened now with Tucker Carlson and Kanye West? What's this all about?
This is getting an awful lot of attention. Of course, Kanye West, every other day is facilitating attention, wearing a White Lives Matter shirt at a Parisian fashion show. And so, of course, maybe an advocate for that point of view, Tucker Carlson, sits down with Kanye for a two-part lengthy interview, Tucker flying here to Southern California to have it. And, all ideology aside, Kanye, one way or another, just always seems crazy. And Tucker Carlson just sort of sitting there nodding and kind of lapping it up. Kanye saying that advisors and his friends had told him he would wear a MAGA hat, his career would be over. It's the kind of stuff that I think would appeal to sort of a Tucker Carlson audience. But again, it's a very weird pairing. You don't see any other music stars, or certainly not rap stars, featured with Tucker Carlson.
That's for sure. And finally, Sam, I came late to the party of the Netflix series Mindhunter, and I've been raving about it lately. A lot of our listeners have emailed me or texted me saying, yeah, great show, and they're not making any more of it. What's the word on that show?
Well, the dilemma here with this whole streaming thing is there's a showbiz phrase, and it's called magic number. So the Disney Channel, for example, when they made those popular kidcoms, determined 100 was the right amount, because with 100 you could rerun them endlessly and people would still take it in. Netflix, it seems, with really popular shows, following a British model where they just don't do that many episodes. A new season might be 10 or 12, not enough for a Mindhunter fan such as yours. And then they decide, usually just after two or three seasons, that most people have had enough. As long as we're exchanging different raves, have you seen the Hulu show Reboot yet?
No. Well, no, I've read about it, though.
I would alert your listeners to Paul Reiser, the co-creator of Modern Family. Basically, if you took, kind of a cheesy, hacky sitcom and brought it back, and we're hearing that all the time, the behind-the-scenes machinations, and what I really like about it, and, It's a dense show. There's a lot to it. But there are these sequences where you have sort of young, hip writers sharing a writer's room with old, old, you know, ALF writers. And that stuff is absolutely hilarious. I can't, it's the funniest stuff I've seen in a long time. And so if you're looking for a new show to check out this weekend, it is called Reboot. It's on Hulu. I think, again, just we're talking about limited episodes. I think all told, they've only done 12 or 13, and about 6 or 7 are up. But I really, really recommend it.
I'll add that to my ever-growing list. Will I ever read a book again? I doubt
it. No, everybody does.
Thank
you. It's a long list.
Sam Rubin, sure. Out in Hollywood. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Bob. Thanks so much. Thank you.